This is Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Welcome to part two of our Building Bridges special, Puerto Rico, a hunter by any other name.
Well, Hurricane Maria's winds roared across the island, destroying Puerto Rico's infrastructure, and in its wake, more than 3,000 people would die. So, too, are the evil winds of colonialism in the form of the U.S. Congress's imposition of its fiscal control board, a dictatorial junta, ravishing the island and threatening its people.
However, 1 year after Maria, the Puerto Rican diaspora is charting a new path forward, vibrantly proclaimed as hundreds gathered in Manhattan's Union Square for an event organized by a community-led initiative called #OurPowerPRNYC, created to call out injustices in the U.S. government's response to Maria. Again and again, speakers at the event called for the island's people to be able to chart their own future and escape the federal government's grip. They took to the mic calling to drop the debt, eliminate the Jones Act, a transition to renewable energy that leaves no resident behind, a Marshall Plan-type effort to help Puerto Rico recover economically, and for self-determination of the island. In response, a voice in the audience called out, "We need independence. Say it. It's the only answer."
Now, Puerto Rico, a junta by any other name. Puerto Rico, a nation of resilience and resistance.
I would like to welcome to the stage, she's an internationally recognized Puerto Rican attorney and leader for environmental and climate justice. She's co-chair of the Climate Justice Alliance, the organizer of this gathering that we are able to be part of today, the executive director of UpRose, Brooklyn's oldest Latino community-based organization. Please welcome Elizabeth Yampierre.
I'm a descendant of struggle. All these opportunities that we were able to get, struggle made that possible. We can never forget who our people are and what we are supposed to use that education for, to make sure that another generation stands up on this mic, so that we are intergenerational, so that we are building a leadership continuum, so that we are leaderful, but that we all have power to lead together, to be anchored in the traditions of our people. So that's really who I am. I'm a child of struggle. So, you know, I'm somebody who doesn't like people speaking for our people. But what this sister has done is she has worked with us in the most respectful way. She has used her power, her voice, her international profile to lift our people and not to speak for our people. And this sister, Naomi Klein, wrote a book called Battle for Paradise. And all the funds from that book are going straight to PR. So join us in a rousing applause for Naomi Klein.
Elizabeth, I love you. Thank you so much. Puerto Rico, even before Hurricane Maria, was a textbook case for disaster capitalism, or what I've called the shock doctrine. Before those fierce winds came, the debt, illegitimate, was the excuse used to ram through a brutal program of economic suffering. All levels of education, healthcare, the electricity, water, and transit systems, communication networks, and more. With every Puerto Rican institution already trembling from the junta's assaults, Maria's ferocious winds came roaring through. Puerto Rico broke. Not the people, but all the systems, power, health, water. And that is what took away so many precious lives. When you systematically starve and neglect the very bones of a society, make them so dysfunctional on a good day, then they have absolutely no capacity to weather a crisis. This is why so many precious lives were lost. It was health networks so diminished, they were unable to provide medicine for curable diseases. It was an electricity grid that collapsed, which meant that so many people couldn't plug in vital respiratory machines and more. It was people abandoned and left without hope today, I heard a lot of talk about how many people had died from a natural disaster, or I heard talk of an act of God. The truth is that there is nothing natural about this disaster. God is not the one who laid off thousands of skilled electrical workers in the years before the storm and failed to maintain the grid with basic repairs. That was the fatal logic of neoliberal economic austerity. God didn't give vital relief and reconstruction contracts to politically connected hack firms who didn't even pretend to do their jobs. The Trump administration did that. God also didn't decide that Puerto Ricans should import 85% of their food, this on an archipelago with some of the most fertile soil in the world. God didn't decide that Puerto Rico should get 90% of its energy from imported fossil fuels on islands bathed in sun, lashed by winds, surrounded by wave, enough to provide clean, renewable energy to spare. That was the fatal logic of colonialism and building in systems of dependency and treating Puerto Rico like a captive market and islands to extract labor and wealth for centuries. None of these superstorms are natural either. The reason why we're seeing these records shattered again and again is that the oceans are warming and the tides are higher. It's the fault of governments protecting the interests of fossil fuel companies and agribusiness companies that pay for their campaigns. Not a storm, but a storm supercharged by climate change, slamming into societies deliberately weakened by relentless economic austerity layered on top of centuries of colonial extraction, with the relief effort overseen by a government that doesn't even try to disguise its white supremacy. If it were incompetence, there would be some effort to fix the underlying failures, to rebuild the public sphere, design a food and energy system that actually served Puerto Rico. But we have seen the exact opposite. We have seen nothing but more disaster capitalism, using the trauma of the storm to push massive cuts to education, push a wave of home foreclosures, to shut hundreds of schools, and to sell off Puerto Rico's most valuable public assets. And just as Trump denies the reality of so many Puerto Rican deaths, of thousands of Puerto Rican deaths, so does he deny the reality of climate change so that he can push through dozens of toxic laws that make the problem so much worse. This is the official response to this catastrophe, doing everything possible to make sure that it happens again and again. So we're supporting a very, very different kind of transition. And we've heard a lot about that today, supporting dozens of organizations in Puerto Rico that have come together to articulate a different vision for the island. And that begins with erasing an illegal and illegitimate debt. Only when the debt is addressed, only when the junta is gone, will there be political space to redesign the food, energy, housing, and transportation systems so that they're able to serve the Puerto Rican people. Today, I'm reminded of the words of Dalma Cartagena, one of the great leaders of Puerto Rico's agroecology movement. She said, "Maria hit us hard, but it made our convictions stronger. The era of planned misery and designed dependence must end. It is time to plan for joy and design for liberation, so that when the next storm comes, and it will, the winds will roar, and the trees will bend, but Puerto Rico will show the world that it can never be broken." Thank you.
I just want to thank all of the folks from Our Power PR NYC, all of our elders who were out in all kinds of weather, putting up flyers, going into buildings, all of our young people that were going into barbershops, all of the street associations that are here today. These are the people who have been struggling for generations. These are the people, the elders who fought against the bombing of Vieques, the folks that fought for Oscar Lopez, literally the people who are part of the Puerto Rican diaspora who have been holding it down for a minute for that island to be free. And so I want you to show your gratitude for people who did not get paid, that did this out of love for their people, out of love for community, and out of love for Puerto Rico. So So with that, I want to bring back on my co-MC, Caridad La Bruja de la Luz.
A round of applause for Elizabeth, please. Working tirelessly. I'm going to do a poem. How many people saw West Side Story? So there's a part, I always wanted to play Anita, but there was a song I couldn't sing. And the one that she sang was I Like to Live in America. I was like, I can't do that, those words. I can't say those words. But I would say it if I could sing it this way. Puerto Rico, such sad emotion, overrun by colonization. Always the government showing, even by paper towel throwing, that the hatred's growing and the displaced screaming. I'd like to try independence. You're supposed to say, I know you do. If we don't fight, just forget it. I'd like to be in America with policies in America, not run by greed in America, paradise free from America. But we all know we have no rights. Fought every war that they'd go fight. Autonomy sounds just so extreme, but statehood is only a pipe dream. They don't tell the truth in America. We have been duped by America. Yanked from the roots in America. We've come to roost in America. Citizenship has been so great. As long as you're born with a white face. At least the salons keep us content. If you wear out your afro, it's unkempt. Terrible fight in America, treated with spite in America, read our last rights in America, left without lights in America. They say we were given a free ride. Response to Maria was genocide. Every injustice we excuse, maybe we'll visit on boat crews. Fed only lies in America, live on Fox 5 in America, screwed on both sides in America, but Brujas will rise in America. The rent in the city is far gone, can't even afford it in San Juan. Bye-bye. Haven't gone home for a whole year, hey, but we can't just visit as sightseers. Let's take our island back, ladies and gentlemen.
So I'm running to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in Union Square. What brings you here?
You know, I'm here. I come from a grassroots movement, and I'm coming right back to grassroots movements to really guide the light forward in the recovery for Puerto Rico. Today is the one-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria making landfall on the island. And we still have yet to have full justice for those families there, an equal recovery, a just transition. And we can't afford to allow the worst humanitarian crisis in modern American history to go on without full acknowledgement, because we really risk our future. If we don't acknowledge and rebuild from this storm and correct everything that's happened from the storm, then we will continue to allow these disasters to strike families throughout the United States.
Alexandria, let me ask you this. Your point of distinction from other candidates, your inspiration to run, but what do you bring to this process as opposed to the other candidates, indeed the candidate that you defeated? Who are you? What's your underlying ideology of the elections?
Well, I think so much of our campaign and our race comes down to the fact that I don't accept any corporate money or any money from corporate PACs or special interests. And that at the core informs and gives us the ability to talk about issues with a frankness that is so directly connected to our constituency that we're able to kind of break a lot of taboos when we talk about the colonial status of Puerto Rico, when we talk about climate change, when we talk about housing, healthcare, education, student loans, the predatory behaviors of certain Wall Street actors. And that at its core will, I think, allow us and makes us advocate for issues on a level that many other candidates cannot.
Okay, one of the speakers mentioned not only that the debt should be forgiven, but that reparations be paid for so many years of colonialism. What's your position on that?
Well, I do believe in Puerto Rican debt forgiveness. In fact, a very large percentage of Puerto Rican debt is speculated to be illegal. A lot of the debt was issued in illegal forms. But also when it comes to reparations, I support the establishment of an investigatory committee on reparations that's already been proposed, I believe. I think that having the exploration of that with respect to Puerto Rico is completely legitimate.
Well, buena suerte, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Thank you for speaking with us. And good luck in your campaign.
Thank you.
David Galarza, this has been a long day for you. Your thoughts on this anniversary of the hurricane in conjunction with the advent of the junta on the island of Puerto Rico?
Well, thank you, Mimi. Thank you, Ken, for being here and for continuing to cover the events in Puerto Rico. So like you said, at 6:15 this morning in front of 26 Federal Plaza, we gathered with some activists and folks, including Juan Cartagena from Latino Justice PRODEF, and other Puerto Ricans and other allies uniting with us in the struggle to make sure that people don't forget that these are not just numbers we're talking about. These are people that we lost during Maria and now obviously after. People say 3,000, other people say 4,000. The reality is that we'll never know the exact number of people that died. These are babies that died, mothers and fathers who died, seniors who died. These are people that were buried in their backyards. These are people that were drowned, weren't allowed access to medicines and so forth and so on. So today is a sad, frustrating moment for many Boricuas here and obviously on the island. But it's also a day to celebrate the resilience of our people, both on the island and those living in exile here in the United States and elsewhere. Because we've come together in these last 12 months and shown the world. We've got organizations like the Comedores Sociales and we have Taller Salud and we have Casa Pueblo that I work closely with in the mountains. And they're the ones that are showing that another Puerto Rico is possible. And that's why I continue to tell people to support those on-the-ground organizations because they're the ones that really need the assistance and they're the ones that are really making sure that every cent is properly spent on doing the kinds of things that need to be done for Puerto Rico. So today was a day that made us reflect a lot on those we lost, but it's also a day that made us plan and start really looking forward to a Puerto Rico that's energy independent, that has food sovereignty, and that has kicked out all these multinationals like the Walmarts, the Burger Kings, and the McDonald's that are taking money and resources out of Puerto Rico. There's more Walmarts and Walgreens and other big box stores in Puerto Rico per capita than any place on the planet. That money doesn't circulate in Puerto Rico. That money goes back to Bentonville and wherever the other headquarters for the other corporations are. So it's important for us, in order to rebuild Puerto Rico and have a just rebuild, to support those small businesses in Puerto Rico, those mom and pops, those restaurants, the clinics and the hospitals that are owned by the government, by the people. We got to stop the privatization of our public schools, of our agencies, of PREPA, the utilities. We got to do everything within our power to make sure that that doesn't happen, because we saw what happened in New Orleans, what's happened in places like Argentina and Greece, and we need to continue to support our brothers and sisters in the labor movement, especially the independent labor unions in Puerto Rico that are fighting that good fight.
Obviously, the debt has to be forgiven. And you mentioned some of the agenda that you wanted to see done in terms of ecology, and you mentioned some of the organizations. Could you flesh that out? What is the way forward?
Well, there's an organization right now that's calling for an audit of the debt. A major cry that's been made right now is to cancel the debt altogether. It's an illegal debt. It's a debt that basically is a tantamount to like exorbitant rates, like payday loans that are going to be due in the next 20, 30, 40 years at exorbitant 400, 500% interest. Debts that were not incurred by the people of Puerto Rico. Debts that were incurred by corrupt government administrations. This is a debt that the junta is trying to get paid with the federal funds that should be going to the people of Puerto Rico, and they're trying to siphon that money and redirect it to get to pay back these funds and these hedge fund vultures. So we got to be vigilant about that, that we can't allow any cent to be sent to these hedge fund vultures. We got to make sure that the people get paid first, that those pensions are fulfilled, and that continue to rally around the folks that are also auditing the debt, because if we audit that debt, we'll see where that debt really originate. We'll see who the players are behind that debt. And there's obviously an effort to undermine that on the part of the local government and the hedge fund vultures, because we know that that's a farce and it's an illegal debt.
Well, just on two of the points, though, that I think you mentioned, what about sustainable agriculture and what about clean energy?
We need food justice and food sovereignty, and we need energy independence. Like Naomi Klein so eloquently said, we have the sun shining on us every single day. We've got wind power. We've got waves surrounding our island. There's absolutely no reason why Puerto Rico cannot become the centerpiece for sustainability and solar energy and renewable energies. And as a matter of fact, today Casa Pueblo announced a collaboration with Google Earth where they're targeting at least 4 to 5 urban pockets in Puerto Rico right now. And they're zeroing in on the rooftops for buildings and organizations to see what the viability is for solar panel usage. People start thinking about solar energy in that way, that it's possible, and this is what it would mean in terms of energy production through solar energy use. Then they'll start really seeing a future is possible without combustibles, without energy, without fossil fuels and gas and dirty oil. We know that right now also there's an attempt by the guy who tried to launch the gasoducto, Fortuño, who's a right-winger, Tea Party bagger, and so forth, to try to resurrect this gas tube that was totally a corrupt plan and project to begin with. They just came out with a book, Casa Pueblo, on how we defeated that pipeline, but they're once again lobbying these same energy interests to try to do this once again, and we can't allow that to happen. We can do it another way. And there's so many that are showing us, like Casa Pueblo and all these other companies, that nonprofits that are doing it the right way. You know, we want green energy, but we also don't want privatized green energy. We don't want green capitalists, so to speak, to come in there and call the shots. We need for this to also be generated by the community, these ideas and this power to also be community-owned and operated.
And as we stand here, there's this fabulous projection on the building across the street. Just Recovery for Puerto Rico, a noted colonialism fund frontline solutions. Ah, right? The remnant of Occupy when you're projecting these things.
PR.
So yes. With that, to just punctuate this, how do people get in touch with any of the organizations or efforts that you've talked to us about so that we can continue our work and build greater support? But certainly the resilience and the accomplishment of a nation that will throw off colonialism yet.
First and foremost, one of the organizations I work closely with is Casa Pueblo. So that would be casapueblo.org, and that's Casa, C-A-S-A. Pueblo, P-U-E-B-L-O. Please go there. You'll see what they've been doing these past, not just year, but these past 38 years. They also fought and won a battle against two multinational mining companies. A group that's on the ground right today was also launched a network of what they call CAMS, the Centros de Apoyo Mutuo, Centers for Mutual Aid, around the island. These are the organizations, mostly young people, that sprang up right after Maria and started feeding people, started providing all kinds of services, acupuncture, healthcare, and so forth, to the people in Puerto Rico. So today they just launched a website. If you want to go to Comedores Sociales de Puerto Rico on Facebook, you can also get the link to this organization. And that's cdpecpr.org. That's cdpecpr.org. Comedores Sociales de Puerto Rico, another phenomenal organization in terms of self-sustainability and autogestión, you know, that we can do this on our own. But so those are the two prime organizations that I've been working closely with that I would encourage people to support. And also on Facebook, a group here in New York that's been doing a lot of work, anti-colonial work, call to action on Puerto Rico. So I would encourage people to also look us up on Facebook and attend the many events that we coordinate throughout the year.
Gracias por todo. Thank you for the work you do. And I just want to read off some of the slogans that are fantastic.
Our power PRNYC. Remember that.
Absolutely.
Our power PRNYC. Follow that hashtag. Those are the people that are involved with this coalition. Hashtag our power PR.NYC. Please follow that hashtag for future events and activities. This is a coalition of groups that came together from all sectors, from the Taino Confederation, to folks that do the art, you know, artists here, like Bombayo, Mariposa, a whole slew of folks, Naomi Klein, Rosa Clemente, a whole bunch of folks that came out here from all over the place, from the diaspora and beyond, to be presente for Puerto Rico on this day. It's a beautiful day for our people, because although, like we say in the labor movement, mourn the dead, but we're going to fight like hell for the living.
And there have been a lot of labor unions involved in the recovery.
That's right. Including, I have to give a shout out to the nurses, because they've been phenomenal. Not just in Not only supporting, but also in sending brigades of nurses out there to do the good work of healing the people.
They've been fantastic. You've been fantastic. Thank you. And I want to read off. Let's start with Repeal the Jones Act. I love it. Let's see. What's the next one that's coming up? And these are flashed on all the buildings of Union Square. Our Power PRNYC. Just Recovery for Puerto Rico. Drop the Debt, Puerto Rico. Decolonize Puerto Rico Now. Colonialism plus austerity plus militarism equal Puerto Rico in crisis. Puerto Rico no se vende. And we're going to end our stint at this rally, except to say Hurricane Maria, 4,645 plus dead. We need people-powered recovery. So, Ken, this has been a fantastic rally.
It certainly was. Not only the number of people that showed up here, but the enthusiasm. Movement is growing, and that is what we need. And he needs to keep on going and get rid of this domination of Puerto Rico by the U.S., which caused all this problem.
No to colonialism, yes to people power. It's here, it's lovely, it's inspired. And we've all got a responsibility as the colonizers to lend our voices and lend our power to the struggle to decolonize Puerto Rico, drop the debt, abolish the Jones Act, support Puerto Rico Libre.
And reparations.
And reparations for all the oppressed people.
And you've been listening to a special on Puerto Rico, Island of Resistance, Island of Resilience, and Island that will fight against colonialism. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash, and that was a great demonstration, a sincerely great demonstration.
Always agitate, educate, organize,
and mobilize.
This has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash, and log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.